I think it was in the early 80s, there was a movie with a tremendous cast. Timothy Hutton was in it, Donald Sutherland, Mary Tyler Moore, and probably what was, at least to my view, one of her best, if not her best, performance. And the movie was entitled Ordinary People. The interesting thing about the title is that there was almost nothing in the movie that indicated that these were ordinary people. They were probably upper class. They had to experience the death of their oldest son. And they had to experience the difficulty of their younger son, who couldn't forgive himself for not saving his brother. But, as the movie points out toward the end, he was simply a better swimmer than his brother. And the movie then plays out as people deal with all kinds of emotions and all kinds of feelings. But it's Mary Tyler Moore's character, the mother, who is the most interesting to me. She wants life to be completely ordered, at least after the death of her son. And she refuses to allow herself to feel. She will not acknowledge the deep pain that she is experiencing, even though her husband, played by Donald Sutherland, very much comes to acknowledge the hurt and the difficulty that he is facing. Now, imagine for a moment you were friends with a family like this, struggling and finding life difficult after some tragic event. Wouldn't you want to provide some type of comfort to a family struggling so deeply? Our God today speaks to us through the prophet Isaiah of just such a tremendous thing, namely that our God has seen the struggles of our life and seeks to provide comfort for us. He says to Isaiah, "Comfort, give comfort to my people." And what then does Isaiah do? He begins to describe all of the things that God is going to do. He's going to have tender words that people's lives can be turned around, that people can change, that God can stand with them in the midst of their suffering and difficulties. And we see the same type of message when Jesus talks about St. John the Baptist. He was one whose words provided comfort, not because they were easy, not because they were even feel-good words, but rather because he was giving them an opportunity to change their life, to bring their brokenness, their sinfulness before God, and symbolically in the water, turning their lives around. Do people see in us a sign of comfort? Or do they see something else? By the way we live our lives, do people see an invitation to become closer to the God who forgives and saves? Or do they see something else? It certainly can be the case that there are Christians that wouldn't attract me to want to have what they have at all, because sometimes they seem bitter and angry and downright mean. They don't seem to have captured in their lives the fact that we stand first and foremost before God, each one of us, as a sinner, as one who has fallen short, as one who has deliberately chosen to reject the way of God. But Advent is a time for us to begin again, to start over, to make room in our lives and in our hearts for the coming of the Lord Jesus in our lives today, right here, right now. And when we do those types of things, when we make room in our heart for Jesus and we allow Jesus to transform us and to change us, our witness becomes something that seems at least curious, if not tremendous, in inviting them into a relationship with Jesus. The first stage of coming to believe in Jesus for someone who does not is that they trust that at least one Christian, if not Christians in general, are trustworthy. That they can be trusted. They can be trusted to live what they're proclaiming. That's why scandals are such a difficulty, because they are stark reminders that sometimes we are unbelievably hypocritical. How is it then that we provide this witness, this example, so that others may come to desire in their lives what we have in our lives, by our belief and our faith? Well, first of all, I think we need to be kind to others. We need to recognize that some people have great difficulty in their life. We need to remember that sometimes the person we see on a given day is not who that person is. That perhaps this particular day is one where they are going through a very hard time. We need in our lives to serve others, to recognize that every single person in our world, every single person on the planet, is one made in the image and likeness of God. And how we treat this person is directly how we treat the Lord Jesus, because of their high human dignity given to them by God. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Let that start today.